It's Monday, March the 3rd, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Levin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. How are you guys doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Good.
It's pretty cold outside.
Frig, it's been like this. Cold. It's been crazy.
I thought it was getting warmer.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere.
Yeah, this afternoon was sweet.
Yeah.
And then
it was not so sweet.
Yeah.
You also got new glasses.
I did get new glasses.
Looks good.
Cool. Thank you.
Very hipster.
I did.
Me and him are on the hipster train.
I went for something modern.
But Anthony, sadly, is not on the hipster
train. I got laser shot in my face. Yeah. I don't need glasses anymore.
But yeah. This weather sucks.
Yeah, this weather's...
It's pretty balls.
It sucks. I hate it.
I heard it's supposed to get colder this week.
I heard it's supposed to get cold, like, all week.
I think on Friday it's supposed to be just straight zero.
That sounds wonderful.
The best.
But I don't believe you.
Because I mean, like, I don't know why we live in a place where the air hurts our face, but come on.
Okay, so do you guys like that when you breathe in and your nose hairs freeze?
It's the worst. When I go to sleep, even though the heater's on in my house, it still hurts.
It's that cold in your house?
Still, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
You gotta turn on, like, your PlayStation and stuff.
PlayStation's dead.
Just turn it on.
No, it doesn't turn on.
It doesn't turn on.
Oh, now it doesn't turn on?
Yeah.
It doesn't stay on.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Yep.
Jeez. Why don't you just leave your laptop on?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that next time.
Yeah, just take
I'll just point my lamp at myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn your laptop on, put your laptop on a pillow, and then go to sleep.
I have, like, everything on in my room when I get cold. It just gets really loud.
So what were you going to say because of about that?
About what?
Well, you hate it when you breathe in and it hurts.
Nothing. I actually like it.
It's like I'm living in an area that's like halls.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
everything mm-hmm. is a breath of fresh air. Literally.
Everything's a breath of fresh air?
Literally.
That's how it feels like when you do
when I have some halls, it's like I'm getting some extra airflow.
I think it's a little different because air actually feels like it's going through your nose. When it freezes, it's more just like... It freezes, and it's really cold. Yeah. You know, it's oh fuck! I hate this weather.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel like going snowboarding.
Sweet. Let's do it. I'm down.
Let's go snowboarding.
I have a snowboard, but I do not have boots.
I was thinking, yeah, my birthday's coming up. We should go snowboarding.
Let's do it.
When is it? Glen Eden. Gonna go?
Blue Mountain. I don't know. I just don't want it to be this cold, but I just want there to be snow.
The Rockies.
I'm thinking Blue Mountain. We'll go.
God.
BC. Go to BC.
How will I afford this?
I don't know. I don't know, Blavin. I guess you just might not have to draft one day.
That's rough.
You just...
What?
I think you might
have to work an extra day and not draft one day.
Well, that's rough.
So I know it's a sacrifice.
I've actually... Just today, I locked in going to Montreal, so...
Oh! That's next week?
Yeah, it's next weekend. Oh, God.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
The only reason I want to go is because my favorite streamer is going to be there. I get to meet him if I see him. If I play against him, I'll just cry and then die.
Aren't you more excited to party with him?
No, I just want to meet him.
Isn't the plan just to, like, drop out and then go party?
No!
I thought that was the whole plan.
No! You guys are crazy! What a day two!
You're going to day two?
I want to day two.
You better show up on Twitch. I better see you.
How will you be on Twitch? Oh, you mean on Twitch? I don't know if they're covering it. God, I hope they are.
I bet somebody
is. Oh my God, if I was on coverage?
What would you do? Nothing. Would you tape it?
It'd be archived, so then I could just show everybody. But I hope everybody's like, oh my God, Blavin, hashtag free Blavin.
Internet fame, here you come.
I know, right?
You're internet famous.
Yeah, I'm probably going to scrub out real hard.
Your followers are going to shoot up by like a whole 10 people.
Oh, man. So they played our podcast today at Modern Night at the comic store.
Why?
So,
wow. That's something. So,
apparently we have two subscribers. One of the guys is from Brantford. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was hilarious.
Actually, speaking of that, yeah, I sat in on another toy podcast just like in...
Whoa. Guest hosting podcast.
No. I just sat in. I mean, like, I sat in on their chat room.
Oh, okay.
And someone recognized me. They're like, are you Vince? I'm like, yeah.
From? They knew you from the podcast?
Well, because I'm like, I assume you know me from my toy reviews. They're like, no, your podcast. I'm like,
oh, no! My God.
The sad part was I was in the audience for another toy podcast. I'm like, oh, man. So you just, okay.
Okay.
That's weird.
We're so cool.
Yeah.
Did they pimp our podcast on their podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So
I guess we won't pimp theirs.
Yeah. No, I'll totally pimp theirs. It's Collection DX.
Oh, well, what? You can't just hand out free advertising like that.
Why?
Our business model is going down the drain.
They're a cool site. You like high-end die-cast Japanese robots?
Yes, actually.
Then Collection DX is where it's at.
Sounds like I need to go to Collection DX.
I think you do.
Wow.
I think you do.
So guys, did I talk about this website called Collection DX?
No, tell
me all about it. I heard they're a one-stop shop for all things Japanese.
This is terrible. So yeah. Yeah, we have one whole new subscriber.
They always big.
So what was the mood like when the podcast was on the...
I told them to immediately shut it off because I wouldn't want to hear my voice.
Oh. It was terrible. Why was it on?
Huh?
Why was it on?
Was somebody it like had, over the speakers?
Somebody had it on their phone.
Oh, and it just like popped up after in their like playlist or something?
No, they just put it on specifically.
Oh, they specifically chose it.
Because they knew that I was there.
Oh, okay.
And when I heard it, I'm like, nah, this is
it. I thought it was more like, oh, hey, check out this podcast I listen to. Oh, wait, you're on it. Wow, what a surprise.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit like DJ's like, oh, check it up. Up next, I'm going to take a break and throw you some smooth voices on the Three Nerds of Base podcast featuring Blame and Jaramillo.
That is not it.
Our very own. You can check over there in the left stage.
Currently 0-3.
Mr. Modern Master, here he is.
Yo, I went 3-1. I'm at my first standard, like one of my first standard tournament.
What'd you play?
Mace's End.
What? How'd you go 3-0 with Mace's End?
3-1, I said.
How'd you go 3-1 with Mace's End?
I don't know. It was luck.
Luck of the draw.
Well, this deck basically wins by getting 10 of different lands out. Yeah.
10 different lands?
Yeah, out. Oh. And it takes 2 turns to search for one land. So, it took me that long to get there. Wow. So. It was insane.
Cool. All right, let's see. First order of business is I think Blavin has a video trailer.
Oh yes, so the new Godzilla trailer came out for Godzilla the 2014 that's coming out.
Yes,
and it features. I did not know that Bryan Cranston is that his name
mm-hmm.
is in this, and mm-hmm. you may know him from Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle,
mm-hmm.
and Kick-Ass is also in this.
Yeah, there's a lot of notable names in this movie,
and Ken Watanabe. He's also
yeah, I didn't know he was in it, but when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I love Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, me too, man.
Like, his accent always gets
yeah, me. Yeah, he's always kind of like a shogun guy.
Yeah.
So, he's in it, and they finally showed a little bit of Godzilla, mm-hmm. and he seems to have a shorter snout than the old Godzillas.
Yeah.
And he has those cheek things that the T-Rex in Jurassic Park had, where when he opens his mouth, there's that little flap of skin. In yeah, between
the like
teeth.
The corner of his mouth?
And the corner of the mouth, yeah. And but aside from that, they showed... It seems like they're killed an original Godzilla because it showed them dropping a bomb somewhere in the Pacific or something.
Oh, yeah,
and blowing one up, and then there was bones.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is a new Godzilla, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this trailer is that during one of the scenes when there's a building that's been blown up...
Mm-hmm.
In one of the floors, there's two people standing next to each other in the building that are identical, and the conspiracy is that those are the Mothra twins.
Oh, Mothra and Batra?
No, you know how in Mothra, the ones that some of them are two little,
the people who sing, you mean?
The two people? Yeah, they're the speculation that that's them.
Oh, cool. Because
if you look in the trailer, and I look for it, there's just two people randomly standing in... You know when they blow up a building and like half of it's gone?
Yeah.
It's like that, and there's just two people right there.
Yeah.
Just standing looking out into the...
Well, you know, I guess that would make sense if I were to choose a Godzilla villain.
And they said that the things that he's fighting this one are insects. So
started as a larva?
Yeah, so you never know. This could be it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah
I mean, they're...
But Mothra's always been an ally, kind of, so... Yeah.
Not... In the beginning, it wasn't an ally, right?
Yeah, he was always an ally to help Godzilla. And then the one where he fought... Godzilla with Batra was because Godzilla was going like rampagey. Oh,
okay.
But in like the final movie, he helped kill one of Godzilla's enemies by cutting him in half. Mm-hmm. Oh no, kamikazing into him. Yeah, that was
good. Oh
yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys like the look of Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that movie looks super cool.
Yeah, I like the way he looks.
Yeah, I like how he looks too.
Apparently he's bigger than the other one.
So yeah, a lot of Godzilla purists are like, he's like twice the size of original Godzilla.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Huge.
And Japanese fandom are not too keen on that.
Not happy?
They're not happy about that.
Not happy?
They're also not happy that even though he's bigger, he hasn't increased his head size.
Yeah, his head is tiny.
He's got like a little head.
Yeah.
On this enormous body.
The one thing I cannot wait for is his lasers.
You think he's going to shoot lasers?
I want to see him shoot lasers!
What if he just bites people?
No, I want to shoot him lasers.
What other powers does he have?
Lasers.
That's it, right?
Super yeah. strength.
His back glows and then he fires lasers. His tail. He slaps you with his tail.
Yeah.
It's like, blah, blah!
Does he breathe fire or does he breathe lasers?
He breathes lasers. He breathes lasers. Not even lying.
Fire lasers or just lasers?
No, lasers.
Okay. You know, like Ultraman lasers?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just straight up.
Have you not seen a Godzilla movie?
Not really.
Oh. Like, the coloring, maybe you can think of it as what? Fire.
But it's not fire, it's blue.
That blue fire.
Oh.
Like,
but
never ending.
The way it acts, it's basically a laser.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can see why you think it's fire, but it's lasers.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's straight up. It's actually closer to lightning.
Do you think they'll make it a dubstep beam?
Wow, wow.
Like, in all modern lasers?
No. I think they're only going to use it once.
Me too.
It'll be like the sword in Pacific Rim?
No, he's just going to see the guy, and he's about to lose, and he's just going to blast him in the mouth.
Really? I think it's going to be the opening attack, and you never see it again.
No, that's terrible. Because everybody's going to be waiting for it, and like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And then it's going to
come. No, yeah, then they blow their load early, and then you're like, always like.
Can you imagine? It's like, first you see like cackling electricity around his back. It's like, what is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? And he just like annihilates
everything. What if this whole movie is him just trying to charge up and never getting the chance?
Oh, that's true, hey.
Like, it's just, you see the spikes just start to glow, and then he gets just punched. Oh, it's like, oh no!
Got knocked out of Super Saiyan.
Yeah. And he does that again? Nuclear warheads. Oh no!
Ah, damn. Damn you, nukes.
And it's just 2 hours of that.
So, have you guys seen any of the latest Godzillas?
The latest one? I didn't see it all. I just checked out the Millennium one. Not the Millennium one, but the one after that where he fights the American Godzilla.
Final Wars?
Yeah.
I saw Godzilla 2000.
Okay, so Final Wars, I watched clips of it.
Yeah.
He's basically just fighting every monster he's ever met. Like, straight.
Is it like the Sentai Wars?
Yes.
But for Godzilla?
Yes.
It's pretty much a boss rush.
Yeah, he just boss rushes people. And then the final guy, he does that thing that the Hulk does to Loki in the Avengers where he smashes them side to side.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then he throws them in the air, and Godzilla doesn't just blast him. He spins around while charging, so the laser, like, makes a cool trail, and then he attacks him.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa!
Godzilla got fancy.
Final Wars.
Yeah. It's terribly good.
Yeah. It's not a good movie, but it's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for Godzilla.
Yeah, when does this come out?
I don't know. I can't remember. Okay. Do you?
No, it's just that I remember last week I was disappointed with Guardians being in August, but it sounds like there's all these other movies coming out in between.
I think it's May.
Oh.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Oh, so I was wrong. Captain America does not come out at the end of March.
Really?
It's first week of April. End of March is like international, Europe and Australia.
Oh,
okay.
But North America's like 2 weeks later.
Oh. May 16th, 2014. Gojira.
Oh, okay, Gojira! Okay. So it comes out like right around Spider-Man and X-Men?
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have a ton of things to see. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of big movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
All right then. Cool. Any other words gonna end off on the Godzilla talk?
Nah. Looks sweet.
Cool. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week, Street Fighter related.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, I told you guys that Ultra Street Fighter 4 is coming out.
Yeah, is that out yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
And they're releasing, they released a new feature in the game. And what it is, it's allowing you to choose which versions of characters you want to play. And it seems really cool. So, throughout the years since Vanilla, since regular Street Fighter 4, they've done, like, major tweaks and balances which change how characters play. And so now, they've added in a mode where you can play, say, Street Fighter Original Sagat versus Arcade Edition Yun.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Because I was going to say, if it's just, let's play with this set of patch rules, that would have been...
Yeah, it would have been.
Neat, but kind of whatever.
But this one seems this way seems way cooler. Just like the trailer says, seeing who the true strongest character is. Like, is it Sagat with his Fireball Wars, just like Bullet Hell style with all the Tiger Shots? Is it A.E. Yun with his positive recovery on moves?
Yeah.
Is it Abel with his the super armor ultra and stuff like that. Like, it's really cool, and it'll probably make for some really weird matchups. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is going to be tournament legal. No, or some sort of tournament format. It can't be. I think they'll just be like, this is ultra, just have ultra. Yeah. But I wonder if it'll spawn like kind of like retrograde tournaments. Like, if they just like, let's have an arcade edition tournament. Let's have a vanilla tournament, and you can only use vanilla characters and stuff like that. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But yeah, I just thought it was a really interesting thing.
Any other neat features from this game?
Other than the ones I've mentioned before, nothing new has been announced, and they still haven't announced the final character.
I was just going to ask, they announced the fifth character, no?
They had some character videos. They had it for Poison and Elena.
Yeah.
And they look cool. And they also confirmed the fact that they're just recycling assets from Cross Tekken, because they've pulled out two stages just straight from Cross Tekken and just put it in Street Fighter.
So. That's how you make money, man. They're not making new stuff.
It's true.
I don't understand. Isn't there going to be balance issues?
For?
Like, choosing your patch?
Yeah. I think that's just the whole point of the mode, though.
It's just for fun.
It's just for funsies.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, your brother can play his super broken Ryu versus his super broken Yun.
Oh, she apparently Siri did.
Whoa.
Hey, sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah, so it's gonna be kind of crazy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anthony's gonna be only on that one. I know.
I'm only gonna be playing original Street Fighter Seth, because he's got Dhalsim arms in the air, and that shit's broke.
Yeah, I didn't realize people still play Street Fighter.
There was it. I think South California Regionals just happened.
Wow.
SoCal Regionals. And yeah, the two big characters I saw were Cammy. And Oni. Yeah.
Whoa. Interesting.
Got some new tech.
Interesting. Oni, yeah. Huh? For Ultra?
For Super. This is still arcade edition.
Oh.
And then by the time Evo happens, then Ultra will be out. So everything you'll see at Evo is all Ultra.
Interesting. It would be cool if they announced, if they released Ultra, like, the day of Evo, and that's when the tournament started.
So they have to use the new one.
Yeah, so, and you have no idea.
That'd be pretty funny.
I would like that.
Like, just someone playing Poison wins, yeah. And it's like,
because then, like, day one, it would be all mix-ups, right? Like, no one would understand. Mm-hmm. And then day two, after a night's worth of training, you'd be like, alright, let's see who's got the furthest.
Alright.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
I don't think they'll laugh.
No, of course not. Yeah. People would hate that. Alright. Anything else you want to mention on Street Fighter?
Nope.
Cool. My pick of the week are, I'm talking about some Gundam toys.
Tell me all about it.
Whoa, 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 that's crazy.
What's up?
More Gundam news, man.
So first of all, I'm going to talk about a statue.
Oh, yeah, this!
So if you watch 00, you'll know the famous, his name is Tieria
Aird.
Aird, right, Aird. He kind of looks like a girl. He's got Harry Potter glasses and purple hair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but he has the manliest voice.
He does have the manliest Japanese voice. Yeah. And he's, yeah. Anyways, there is one episode where he
just
has to,
one.
Where he has to go undercover as a woman.
Yeah.
And he does this for, like, all of 2 minutes.
Hey, he does gets a couple of dances in.
Yeah, and, you know, somebody in Japan thought, hey, let's not make a statue of the character regular. Let's just do the one where he's dressed up as a girl. Because girl statues sell. And so they made it.
They do sell.
It's done by Mega House. It's part of their excellent model line. And if you want to know what line that's known for, usually they do the pop stuff. The Portrait of Pirates.
Oh, interesting.
So they generally do a lot of One Piece stuff.
Hmm.
I looked into it. This could be anywhere from 3,500 yen... to 2,800 yen, to 7,500 yen, depending on the scale. They haven't quite announced the scale yet, but it looks pretty hot for a statue.
Yeah, the ass lines and the side boob, it's insane.
Yeah, like, she looks real sexy. He looks real sexy. I don't know why.
Yo, that guy-girl looks so hot.
It's insane, because he looks hotter than some of the other girls in the show.
Yeah, like, why does he have, like, fully formed breasts?
And full... in the hips.
Yeah.
Did he have fully formed breasts in
the show? Yes, he did. He can't confirm. He looks just like he does in the show.
Yeah, and they don't explain how they do it.
Yeah.
Space. They can do whatever.
Well, that's the ironic part. They're on Earth.
Yeah, apparently Space he's... Earth. Like, a genetically created person, so maybe they just made a girl for
his. Well, his twin was a girl, right?
No, that was a dude.
It was also a dude. Oh, so they were both dudes. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I was floored when I saw this thing.
Yeah, I was just like, hey. It's a cool, like, it had some cool pose going on. The dress is nice and flowing. Huh. It's got a bit of a leprosy hand going on, but.
Yeah.
You guys talking about this on our Facebook chat.
Yeah.
Made me watch a couple episodes of 00. Oh, and what? I was like, what is this? I need to know. Is it somewhere in the beginning? And it wasn't.
It wasn't. It's season 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's something. The other Gundam I want to talk about is from the final episode of Gundam Unicorn.
Oh.
It's called the Neo Zeon. This giant red
mobile. No robot. Way. They brought him back?
Anyways, Bandai has announced that they are going to make this suit in high grade 1/44th scale. Now, in the show notes, I've included a picture, and at the bottom, at the very bottom, is the one that's in this that this red dude will be in scale with, the high grade unicorn. So high grade is, of course, like 5-6 inches. Mm. There's the mass grade beside it, and there's the perfect grade. I think that is the Strike Freedom, right there.
Yeah,
that thing's pretty big.
It's pretty big, but you look at the high grade of this Neo Zeon, and it's like
a high grade of
Neo. It is twice the size of that perfect grade. It's going to be about 3 feet tall. It's a model kit. It'll probably retail for about $250 to $300 for a model kit.
A high-grade model
kit. This has no inner frame. This has whatever. They will say, though, that the reason it's expensive is because of its size. They're going to try and use tougher quality plastics, and they will use some die-cast parts just for structural purposes, mm-hmm. not for, like, because they want to make a die-cast. Because
they have to.
Yeah, because it won't support its own weight. But I just think this is a really cool project, and if I were into Gundam, I would be so up in this, like, whoa, that's nuts that they're making this thing. But yeah, no, the Gundam world is
pretty excited about. Did you know that this guy is just an amalgam of a bunch of different boss units all in one?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Because he looked, like, in the middle, it looks like there's a suit right in
the middle. So, the bottom part of him, from what I can tell, is the Alpha Azariu. The stuff on the side is, I think, from, like, the Nightingale or Sazabi,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
His shoulders are from the New Zeal. Yeah. His hands are from the Zeon.
Yeah.
And it's insane because, like, somebody put up a picture of it. And I'm showing you guys now of all the different parts.
Oh.
And if you flip, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but just the color's different.
It's insane. Cool, that's cool. Sweet.
Does this sound like something that should be in Gundam Build Fighters?
Hold on. Is Sinanju just in the middle of it?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't seen Gundam Unicorn, so.
Yeah, but it's cool how they throw back the name Zeon because, I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, Neo Zeon.
Yeah.
No, it looks pretty.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet.
It's definitely gonna be one of those centerpiece displays. I can't wait to see what people do when they paint this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it'll look awesome.
Well, I don't know if that's actually it, but that's what it looks like to me because the parts of him look so familiar. I didn't know that show was done either.
It's not. The final episode's out in April.
Oh, cool.
So,
let's get it.
Yeah.
Get it going.
But yeah, no, I thought that was really cool to see.
So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Gundam. Speaking of which, I bought a couple Gundams.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You what?
Did. So in our podcast thread on Facebook, I showed you guys three.
Yeah.
I bought all three of them.
Oh my god. You only asked us to get one of them.
I know, but they were like, you know, they're like, I was like, they're like 900 yen each. I'm going to buy them all.
Oh my god. You could have only spent $10, but you did triple.
So, and then I bought one more.
Oh god.
Quadruple the fun.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god. What did you buy? You bought the Camp for Amazing.
I bought the Camp for Amazing.
Which is cool because I like the Camp for.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought the X Mao.
Oh god. Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Why? You don't like Gundam X?
No, I do like Gundam X. I should have known that's the one you'd.
Gundam X is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I bought the Star Build Strike.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but lately I've been really turned on by the way the Strike looks.
So what's the extra one you bought?
About the high-grade Nobel Gundam Berserker mode.
No way!
Yes, I did.
Sailor Moon going crazy?
Yes, I did, because she's purple and pink.
Oh my god. You're crazy.
Yeah, I thought. I saw that and I was like, okay.
The art on the boxes for the G Gundam stuff is really cool, back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like all like painted and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not, it's different.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, you have the more recent one.
Yeah, the 2011 version.
Oh, okay, I understand.
I wanted the newer kit.
Yeah. Wow, you just liked it because of the pink shade, didn't you?
I did. I found, like, I don't know why this Sailor Moon Gundam never got any representation in the current Build Fighters anime. Like, I feel like it would fit in perfectly.
Yeah, she's pretty sweet.
So,
are you liking it so far? Have you built any of them?
No, they're gonna come in sometime next week. So
okay,
whatever. But in the meantime, I'm probably gonna go out to the store and buy another model kit. In the meantime, so
yeah, crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's it for the weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the picks. Let's go into our weeks, shall we?
Yes. Hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
Okay, I'm just going to continue on talking because that's what I want to do. I watched a couple things this week. Watched this documentary called One.
It's about And One Street Ball.
It's first of all, it's the hardest thing to search for. Because it's just the numeric number one. Like, you just Google one and, like,
nothing shows up.
Everything shows up. But it's a Formula One documentary that takes place from the birth of Formula One to current Formula One. But it's not about racing at all. It's about legends. It's more about the safety of Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
It's about people dying in the sport. Mm-hmm. And how it took nearly, I don't know, 25 years before someone recognized that people are dying every week and no one cares. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's cool. I thought it was going to be more about racing. But it's more about safety. It's more about the human element of how race drivers don't fucking care if someone dies on the road. Like,
that's less competition, right?
Like
there.
They just show, like, oh, this guy crashed, his car's on fire, there's a body limping out of it on fire, and drivers don't stop, they don't care, they're just, let's go. They'll mark, the officials don't stop the race, they're like, race continue. So, yeah.
Jesus.
Hard out there for a racer, I guess.
Yeah, it's just so weird compared to today, because today it's like, hey, your wheel fell off, red flag, race stop, we can't continue. Like, everything's about safety nowadays, but back then they're like, nope, we don't care.
You're like, I blew up.
Yeah, so it's an interesting documentary. It's not the best thing I've seen. I mean, if you're a Formula One nut, you're not going to learn anything here you don't know before, but if you want to know how dangerous the sport was back in the 70s and 80s,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. And then I watched this movie called Columbiana. Columbiana?
Mm.
Stars Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah. She's Uhura, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's also the new... She's Gamora in the new...
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So she's basically a child who grew up in Colombia.
Okay.
Her family's involved in, like... the gang stuff down there.
Okay.
Her family gets killed.
Okay.
So she moves to America, where she finds her uncle, who's also part of gang stuff, and she, he teaches her to become an assassin.
Yeah. Oh.
And then it's a revenge tale.
Oh.
Of how she goes back to kill her parents' killers. It's done by the same writing team as the dudes who did Taken.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. We all acknowledge Taken is not a good movie, but it's a great movie.
It's one of the best movies.
But it's not a good movie. Like, it's pretty dumb.
It's super dumb.
But it's a fantastic movie.
But it's so good.
Okay. So, Columbiana is kind of like that, but it really goes to show that Liam Neeson adds about 90% of what makes that movie awesome.
Okay.
Right?
So this movie is not so bueno?
Yeah. Like, it's entertaining and it's fun for what it is.
Yeah.
But I think it's because... Like, when you're watching Liam Neeson, it's like... This is great, because it's Liam Neeson.
Yeah. When he tells his daughter that she's going to be taken, you're like, goddamn, Liam Neeson, that must have broke your heart.
Yeah, like, you believe, like, and because he's an old man, and you're, like, watching this old dude do some wicked shit, you're like, yeah, I like this. Columbiana, it's like this beautiful, young, 20-something-year-old doing all these wild action moves that are believable. You're kind of like...
Yeah, okay.
It's the woman who has it all. And then she's also a badass.
Yeah, and you're kind of just like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not quite as interesting. But, it, you know, it's cool, though, because they take advantage of the fact that she's a girl and she has a very small frame.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of her stealthing stuff deals with only how she can fit in certain places, or her fighting style is all about how she doesn't fight with strength, right? Because she can't
take out physics.
Yeah, she can't do a lot of that shit.
Oh, okay.
And how she will never fight you head on because she'll always lose. So
that's cool.
It's really neat how they take it. They incorporate, like, she understands her weaknesses as an assassin, and she has to take advantage of that.
It seems like it's set up for some pretty interesting.
It does. Sequences. It does do some really cool stuff. But yeah, no, it's like, again, it's like Taken without the magic.
Is this on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
2011 came out in 2011.
All right.
So yeah, there's that. Then I started watching Veronica Mars.
Oh man, are you getting ready for the movie or something?
Yeah, so the movie's coming out, and I'm like, I don't know why people are so excited for this. And yeah. When I mean people, I mean, like, a lot of nerds are excited for this.
A lot of nerds like Veronica
Mars. And I don't know why, that's why I want to watch it.
Okay.
And so I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, it's Veronica Mars. It's a high school girl, her dad's a PI, and she works for him. She lives in this made-up city in California called Neptune, where there's no middle class, so you're either super poor or super rich. But you all go to the same high school.
Okay.
It's Kill la Kill.
So it's, so far, if you've seen Smallville, if you ever wanted a show that dealt with only Chloe's stuff,
yeah,
that's what Veronica Mars is right now.
Yeah.
Where she basically runs like a newspaper thing, and she's doing detective work and conspiracies, and there's no superpowers. It's interesting. It's they do a lot of neat things. They tackle a lot of interesting issues that I didn't quite think they would go for. Like, they tackle a lot of, I can't find my dad left me when I was a child type stuff. And they find their father or whatever, and it's like, well, turns out I'm alive, I didn't die, I just had a sex change.
I fell down a well.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Like, it gets pretty dark in some of their themes. It's interesting, I'm halfway through the first season, I'll probably see it through. I haven't quite understood why it's got the big fan base that it does, but I think it looks promising.
I'm sure superpowers will appear somewhere.
She must have been super young then.
She's so young. And she... I always thought Kristen Bell was a tiny girl, but when she's younger, she's like a toothpick. Like, she is the smallest girl I've ever seen. She's... And, like, the people she's that are acting with her aren't very big people either, but she looks like...
Is it, like, borderline sickly?
No, you could just tell this girl didn't get any taller after a certain age.
Okay.
Like... She just stayed at, like, 4'8". Like, whoa. her body looks proportional to her height. It's just height is really short.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But no. She's her character's written pretty well. Like, I like her character. Like, sort of. A little witty. A little sarcastic.
Is she kind of the same character she played on Heroes?
No, Heroes is a lot more serious.
Okay, so she's not like that.
No, she jokes around, like, and she's a bit of a loser.
Okay.
She's a bit of an outcast, so.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Veronica Mars is pretty cool.
Hmm.
I'm very curious to see what this movie could be about.
Yeah, right?
Because it sounds like this is just all about high school problems, dealing with trying to find her mom.
She runs her own PI. Her mom has to take serious cases. Moms.
Maybe. That could be it, because the poster I've seen for Veronica Mars, she looks like a full-on woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a business suit doing shit, so that must be it.
Business suit equals serious.
Yeah. And then for fun, I looked up, like, what the actors look like today. I'm like, wow, these guys look different. Holy.
You, like, aged or something.
Like, Kristen Bell, okay, she got a little older. Okay, she looks like not a teenager. She just looks like a young 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. But everybody else, you went from, like, 20 to 40. Yeah.
3.5.
Yeah, Veronica Mars, yeah. And then the final thing I want to talk about, a couple video games. So, I started Last of Us Left Behind.
Is that the DLC that came out on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Before you say anything.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth $15?
I don't know.
Are you not done?
I'm not done. I was just going to say that I started it. I'm like an hour in. I just... Like, the premise is... There's a point in the game when you play Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, for slight spoilers, whatever. When you play her, she has... You're in the winter with a bow and arrow, right?
Yep.
So it takes place between that and before Joel gets impaled.
Okay.
So that little section, that's where it takes place.
Whoa, that's a weird place to put it.
Yeah. It takes place there, and you know in the game she talks about how she had a friend before she met Joel?
Yeah.
It takes place there too.
So like way before she met Joel.
Yeah. So all the combat and stuff that you're playing is in the present day when she's trying to help Joel get to this thing, like help him get better. But it also flashbacks to a time before The Last of Us.
Okay.
So you know the outcome of the story. This is completely all about the journey, like what's going on. I don't recommend you play it on its own. It's a lot more...
Is it a standalone piece of the DLC?
You can get it by itself.
Oh, weird.
But I don't recommend you do that just because you will miss out on a lot of things, a lot of interesting things about it. But it's cool. If you ever wanted to play The Last of Us without its issues, it's a lot more fun this way. Like, you don't have a breakable knife. She has...
Because she has a full-fledged knife.
Yeah, she has a knife. She's smart.
She isn't just picking up shivs everywhere.
Yeah, you don't have to upgrade her. She has upgraded stats. And the puzzle stuff seemed pretty interesting, so I recommend it.
I wonder what that experience would be like. I want to know like someone's reaction to The Last of Us if they played this first.
They'd be confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's a really cool piece of DLC. And then I beat Bravely Default.
So did I.
I really beat Bravely Default.
So did I.
True ending, guys?
Yo, the true ending's totally worth it.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with Bravely Default is?
What?
It has the same problem as Assassin's Creed.
God, it ends when it gets the most interesting.
Yes, you know what else? You know what else?
What?
Assassin's Creed was awesome when you started it, and then you realize there's like a billion missions that you do the same.
Oh, so this is that, eh?
Yeah.
I knew it couldn't have been perfect.
Oh, God. The repetitive nature of that game is so, so disappointing.
I knew it couldn't have been perfect.
But the thing is, when they show the trailer for Bravely Second, it definitely seems like a lot more fledged out world.
And the way they did that trailer, just the trailer itself,
yeah,
is so cool.
Yeah, and like, it feels like what was shown in that trailer for the sequel, it feels like that world is already a lot more realized and there's a lot more stuff going on in that world than all of Bravely Default.
I think it's the same world.
I don't think so. I think it's some Inception bullshit.
My theory is that tank thing is something we've seen already.
Maybe. I don't know. You think it's the same world?
I think it's the same world, but like set in a future.
So you think it's time travel?
Maybe not exactly time travel, but like I don't think Tiz goes in a time machine, goes forward.
I completely think it's a different world.
Okay. Wouldn't be surprising considering the story.
Yeah. I think the whole idea behind Bravely Default and its sequels are to try to get to the real world.
World 1?
Our world.
Yeah. Oh. The intro to Bravely Default.
Makes sense.
God damn it!
Makes sense, right? When she calls upon your help.
Oh, it's so smart. It's so smart.
Yeah. This is like some high concept bullshit.
I like this.
This is
super meta.
I'm telling you, it's like Assassin's Creed. At the end of Assassin's Creed 2, when the guy turns to the camera and he's talking to you.
Yeah, that was the coolest part of all of Assassin's Creed, period.
Yeah. Bravely Default's going down this road. I hope it's interesting. I hope they don't just like... I don't know. It's really cool.
It's got a lot of room to be cool.
Yeah.
There's just
potential to be awesome. Equal amount of potential to just suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
But yeah, no, it's a great RPG. And that's my week. Anthony, would you like to go next?
Sure. I've been playing Diablo 3.
Have you now?
Again. Oh, God, again?
Yeah. So they released a new patch in preparation for the expansion, Reaper of Souls.
Yeah.
And it pretty much overhauls the game. It's pretty cool. Some of the...
If you say so.
So the main thing they've done, which is really cool, is that they've revamped the loot.
I don't believe you.
So because...
I like this.
Listen, okay? I'm just going to take everything as a lie. But so one of the cool things is that the auction house will be gone.
Right.
They've revamped it so that when you're out there just killing monsters and blowing up mobs, the loot that drops is more tailored towards your character. So if you're playing a barbarian, you're not really going to get any wands because your character doesn't use wands.
And swords
and stuff like that.
Hammers, yeah. Aces.
And the one of the big things is that they've made legendary items and set items account bound, and so you can't trade them. So they're locked to you, and whatever you find is yours. Which is both cool and like weird. Like it totally locks out trading pretty much.
Aww.
Because nobody uses gold items.
Damn.
Like unless you're trying to just find some cheap rings with some cheap stats, nobody uses gold items. Yeah. It's all about legendaries and sets. The other thing they did is that they've totally changed the difficulty system. There's no normal, nightmare, hell, inferno anymore.
Oh.
It's easy, normal, hard, torment, I believe. Expert torment? I think there's 5.
Okay.
And so what happens is, on all difficulty levels, the enemies in the game scale to you.
Okay.
So if you're level 60, you're going to be facing level 60 enemies no matter what.
All right.
But in terms of the difficulty, different bonuses get awarded to you. So when you play on Torment, you have like a 300% chance or bonus in magic find and gold find and experience.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. In Torment, exclusive sets and weapons to that difficulty only because they're meant for really strong stuff.
Right.
And then enemies get amped up in terms of resistances and powers and stuff like that, rather than just levels.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird that they have so many options.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they could have just had the one and then had like a slider instead.
Right.
But yeah, for people who just want a casual, you can go to normal. But you're always going to be facing people your level, so you're not going to be. You can go anywhere now. You can go to Act 1 and grind. And you can go to Act 5 and grind. Also, they used to have Paragon levels.
Mm-hmm.
And what these were levels you gained after you reached max level. And they were all character specific. And it was basically another level on top of your level. So now what it is that Paragon levels are account bound. And they apply to all the characters you own.
Oh.
And what happens is when you go up a Paragon level, you don't just get flat stats. You get a skill point to put into 4 different categories, each with have 4 different options.
Right.
And you can build each character uniquely for your Paragon levels, but every character, every time you get a Paragon level, every one of your characters gets Paragon levels.
All right.
And there's no cap on the levels, which is pretty cool. So, like, I can see just, like, there's already some crazy people now who have, like, level 400 Paragon.
Yeah.
And they're just decimating stuff.
You're playing this on the PC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know when or if those changes are coming to, like, the console versions.
They have already.
They have already? Mm-hmm. Okay. But, yeah, it's actually made it a lot more fun, mainly because the loot has got that change.
Yeah.
Like you're getting stuff that's powerful for you, you're getting relevant loot, and you're not feeling like you're just wasting your time on this mob. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I was reading a bit about this patch, and I was like, oh, that kind of makes me want to play Diablo 3.
Yeah, okay there, Vince.
I was going to buy it on the PlayStation.
Yeah, all right there, buddy.
But then I was like, nah.
See?
Is it on the PS4 yet?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I need to come to your senses.
Yeah.
After 5 minutes.
I'm still debating on whether I need to buy a new console yet.
Yeah, and then they've made like just massive changes to characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all skill based and kind of boring to talk about. The other thing I've been doing this week is playing Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns.
So we talked about a little bit of this off air, didn't we? Last week.
Last week, yeah.
I think something I said I couldn't remember if you knew this or not, was that you don't get experience points per battle.
You don't.
And you're on a time limit the whole time.
You are.
And that time limit basically makes the game not fun.
The time limit makes the game stressful.
That's what I heard.
And it's not stressful where you're like, oh, I hope I get this, and it's like an excitement. It's just an annoyance. Because a lot of the So, how it works is that the world is going to end in 13 days, I believe?
I think so.
In 13 days. And you, during the main quest, a timer is constantly ticking. And every time you reach 6 a.m., you have to go to a place. And then that targets the end of the day. And then when you go back onto Earth, it targets the start of a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 13 days to complete the game.
Mm-hmm.
So what that leads to is a lot of stress. Because
sounds like it.
A lot of these quests they take you on, mm-hmm. they're fetch quests and they're like hide and seek quests, like go find me here, go find five of this.
Right.
Go find 10 of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really annoying because it's not like most modern games where they just kind of tell you where it is. It's like talk to all these NPCs, figure out where it is. Oh, it's in this hidden place under an alcove. Okay, and go then, do that four more times.
And then the timer's still running.
And the timer is still running while all this happens, and it's really, really annoying. Maybe if they had like different quests and stuff, like it'd be more fun. But whatever. There are some instances though where you just finish all the main quests you can mm-hmm. for a day. And then you're just wandering the world doing really minute side quests. And so what happens is, like you mentioned, there are still random battles. You can get like a head start on your enemies by hitting them first and stuff. But you don't gain XP from these battles. You only gain items, and you gain a really small amount of gil. The way to get stats is to complete quests. When you complete a quest, you get your stat buffs, and then you get like little different dress changes and stuff, like different items and different equipment. Which I'll say so far is the most enjoyable part of the game.
Dressing up Lightning.
Is dressing up Lightning. Is using all these different things and
sweet.
Yeah. It kind of says a lot about the game so far.
Yeah.
It's so far I'm not finding it bad. I'm finding it really bland.
Mm.
Only fighting with Lightning is really boring, even with being able to switch between classes.
Really?
Yeah. And there's... Yeah. So far, enemies have either been a cakewalk, which I take one hit to beat them, or they just do the opposite to me, and it's just a blowout, and they use two moves and I'm dead.
Right.
This game sounds like sucks.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything good from this conversation.
I got Cloud Strife.
No, because you got the pre-order bonus.
I got the pre-order bonus for Cloud Strife.
How's that?
When you win, it plays the Final Fantasy VII win theme.
Does she spin it?
And she spins it and puts it in her back.
Okay.
And then when an enemy is staggered, you can use Slayer.
Slayer?
Yeah, he did the front flip attack that you use in 7.
Was that what it was called?
I believe it was called Slayer. It does the same like effect where it has like the little marks on them and stuff.
That was Cross Slash, wasn't it?
Was it Cross Slash? I don't know. It says Slayer. It's like a move from old or whatever.
I guess that's the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Cloud doesn't do a front flip, but okay.
Well, in this one, they amped it up.
Okay.
Stylized it a bit.
Yeah.
You face enemies new and old. You meet up with old characters from the 13 series.
Yeah, I heard Noelle doesn't shut up.
No, not Noelle. Hope.
Hope, sorry. Hope
doesn't shut up.
Hope.
He is your Navi throughout the game.
Yeah.
And every time an hour goes by, he's like, hey, better freaking figure out what you're doing because the day's almost over. And then 5 minutes later, hey, the day's almost over. And then subsequently faster and faster.
Yeah.
And it's, I just want to shut him up. And he's somehow reverted back to his Final Fantasy 13 self of being really whiny and annoying.
Oh, but okay. I thought you were going to be like his character model reverted.
No, his character model is not reverted. Snow's back in it. Sarah's kind of in it.
She looks like she's like the devil.
Yeah, she's not. Her name is Lumina.
Okay.
They're pulling some Kingdom Hearts stuff where people come back looking like other people, but they're not the same name. And it's like it's a person within a person.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's Tetsuya. It's Nomura.
And also, they don't do a really good job of explaining the world, because like right now, as I talk to more people, it seems like there's a bunch of people who are immortal, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if everybody's immortal or if like certain people are immortal. And I'll just talk to NPCs. They're like, "Yeah, I've lived for like 500 years since the last game," It's pretty crazy. And I'm like, why? How? Why are you just this all living dude? Why don't you just die?
Don't you have a compendium for that?
Probably. I haven't checked.
Is that what they did in the first 13? You have to read about the foul sea, I'll see.
Oh, it's the foul sea and the lussy.
In 13?
And I'll see and then you'll see.
I think that was 13 too.
Whatever. I think they all had compendiums.
I think that you guys should just not play any more 13 games because apparently all of them just suck.
Well, this is it. This is the last one, right?
You know, I like the first one in hindsight. I mean, obviously, all I did was push up and press X.
Yeah, that's what I heard all of you do.
But I like 13-2 a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah, okay.
I thought 13 was okay. This might be the worst of all of them.
Looks like it.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
The only thing I don't like about 13-2 is that it just completely disregards all of 13's story.
Time travel, bud. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Like, you know what? For maybe the game was bad, but the story was like, hey, this world is confined. We understand the limits. Boom, boom, boom. People die. It's over. Lightning was cool.
She was.
And then everything else happens.
And then like, they're all like, now we can travel through time. Woo!
The little quest you had on your world means nothing to the universe.
Into the fourth dimension. Bitch. Yeah. But yeah, it's cool. You meet Noel again. He's weird. He's kind of turning into Caius.
Yeah, he lost the love of his life.
Just like Caius.
Yeah.
Where's Caius? I haven't met Caius yet. Gosh.
I don't know.
God damn it.
He's the god.
He's the time god, yeah.
Yeah, so who knows.
But you're working for another god.
The old god.
Yeah, the old god.
Oh, yeah, you're like,
You're God's servant or
yeah, something. You're Jesus.
Yeah, you're Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. This game.
Yeah, this game's like...
Why did you buy it?
I felt like I needed to. Because I played all the other ones.
Sure. I don't
see how it ends.
I don't think that's a bad thought. I just say, why did you need it now?
Not because you smoke a cigarette. You're like, you know what? I might as well do other hard substances as well.
Gateway drug. The reviews were out early, too. It's like, this is not a good game. This is like, it's all right. Wait for it on clearance. But you... Mr. Pre-ordered first day, Cloud Strife Armor. Yeah.
I didn't even pre-order it.
Yeah, I bet they just didn't have enough pre-orders.
They just didn't. They had a bunch of pre-order copies, and they're like, do you want the one with Cloud Strife in it? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay.
I would have been like, who's that guy?
Who that?
Who's Cloud?
Cloud? You mean like a Stratus? Cumulus Nimbus?
Cumulus. Oh my god.
Cloud Stratus? Cloud? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry, it's not raining out.
What was the other one?
What, Cumulonimbus?
Cumulonimbus, Stratus, and then...
I forget them all, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I
don't too know. Many clouds.
I forget my study of the atmosphere.
Strife. How's it?
It was Strife.
No, it's not Strife.
Yeah, right.
Anyways.
Oh, man. Cirrus. Cumulus, Stratus, Cirrus.
My favorite was the top ones, the really wispy-looking ones. What are those ones
called? They were in lines?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Alright, whatever.
The wispy ones?
Yeah. Wispy. Anyways, so 13-3, your favorite game of 2014.
Even over Bravely Default.
No. Over Bravely Default, over Diablo Patch.
We got it.
Diablo Patch, game of the year.
Locked in.
Over Titanfall, over Dark Souls 2. This is your game.
Huh? So far,
we've locked in
2014, Final Fantasy 13-3 Lightning Returns is the second best JRPG I've played, considering I've played 2.
Damn, son.
Huh. Okay. Not that there's any other JRPGs out, but okay.
Bravely Default. That's it.
Okay.
It's the 2. It is the second best. I'll give it that, at least. And I guess as like a last thing I did is I watched seasons 1 and 2 of House of Cards.
And you like that?
That show's really good.
Okay. That's what I've been hearing.
I think you'd really like it.
It's 13 episodes each?
Yep. Two seasons. The Underwoods are...
It's on the list.
They're anti-heroes.
It's on my list.
They're just villains. They're just villain protagonists.
It's on my list. I gotta get through Veronica Mars, and then a whole bunch of anime, and then I'll probably get there.
So yeah, that's been my week.
Cool.
So my week has not been as exciting as you guys. All I want to update you guys on is that they finished Twitch... Plays Pokemon.
Yeah, they did.
Whoop, whoop. And I saw the final moments.
Oh.
It was awesome. Did you guys know that they caught a Zapdos?
Yeah.
No.
Did you know that they used the master ball to catch Zapdos? It was a freaking miracle.
So much coordination, right?
Yeah, it was insane because their greatest enemy was this one path where there were two ledges on each side. So they kept like jumping over the ledge by accident.
Yeah.
So yeah, they went against Elite Four and they realized they couldn't beat it. And as a community, they decided that they needed to grind. The community grinded.
Wow.
Amazing. They did it. They grinded
they just levels. They didn't just grind the Elite Four?
No, they grinded... to get to Elite Four, they had to grind.
Oh, okay.
Because Victory Road, like, aced them. Because they kept getting raped because they kept having to do the push.
Boulder pushing?
The boulder pushing stuff. So it's like, man, so when they got to Elite Four, they got to Blue, but the last remaining Pokemon they had was a Venonat. All-terrain Venonat, the ATV, and then it just got wrecked. So they had to keep going again. And then I think the final one was Zapdos. Yeah, just killed the final Pokemon. And so they restarted the game. They have a new adventure going on. That's Pokemon Crystal. Ooh. And guess who their strongest Pokemon is?
I'm trying to think who he's starting. Crystal. It's a BD. No, it's not a BD.
Is it a BD?
That'd be too hilarious. I don't know.
Their strongest Pokemon.
I'm pretty sure it can't
be the starter. Wait, where do you start in Crystal? I forget.
I don't
know. New Barktown.
I can't remember.
That Golden Silver's version, right?
Yeah,
special version.
It's I don't know, it's a bird.
Wait, did they choose a girl or a guy?
It's a guy.
Is it a canary bird?
No, it's a Second Coming.
Oh no, Pidgey.
It's Bibby Jesus!
Bridges is back. Crossing between games.
It's so funny.
Oh man.
They're like, Bridges is back, Second Coming. He's just acing fools with gust. It's the best, man.
Wow.
Oh man, it's sick. Yo, this game is amazing. When you have 42,000 people playing at the same time, it's so great.
I heard they called Totodile Laser Dial.
Laser Dial, probably.
Because uses Leer all the time. So they made a GIF of him. It's from the anime of Totodile on a Rhyhorn horn and spinning around, and then just laser shooting from Totodile's eyes.
Man. So basically, all the memes from this were just the best. Oh, it's been so good.
Yeah.
So they're starting this new one, and I can't wait to watch more of this. It's going to be awesome. What I'm really worried about is I remember that this version, this adventure, had the sliding ice puzzles.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know how they're going to get past that.
GG.
They'll do it eventually.
Democracy will happen.
Yeah, that's insane. Because those ice puzzles were super, super hard.
I can't wait till they catch shinies.
They just fought a shiny just today. Like, literally 5 minutes ago, there was a shiny Drowsy. And they ran away. So like the people were in the first Pokemon, they're like, man, the killer of money, the Great Balls, because they kept buying Great Balls, and they like caught anything. It's been amazing, man. The whole process has just been amazing, and I can't wait to watch more of this. I can't get enough of it. It's too funny when they're not like running into a wall. It's pretty funny to watch.
Even running into a wall is pretty
funny. But the battles, man, they just have no items in their inventory because they keep throwing shit out or they keep using it on random things.
I heard the dome fossils come back in the form of a phone.
Really?
Yeah, they just keep consulting the cell phone.
Wow.
They raised Omanyte, eh?
Yeah, like, they got the Omastar.
Yeah, oh man, the god is coming.
He was just surfing people for days.
So good. This game is so good. This is so good.
All hail Bird Jesus.
Yeah. Plays Pokemon.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's my new obsession. That's about it.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Before we wrap, I just want to make a PSA for everyone.
Yeah.
Out there. Go watch Gundam Build Fighters.
PSA? Post service announcement?
Word on the street. It's pretty good.
It's like the best anime this season.
Hottest mom in anime 2014.
Straight up is the best anime this season.
So I won't be able to record with you guys next week, huh?
Because you're going to be gone.
Yeah. So if I...
Wait, where are you going?
He's going to Montreal.
God.
For the audience.
God damn it. And so, if you guys are there, drop us a line. Let me know if you're going to be there.
Let's meet
up.
Call.
Let's meet up and let's do some trades. I got like 50 Fleece Mane Lions, $3 a piece. I'll give you a good deal.
You watch. Next week, we can get all these letters directed by Blavin and Magic, and he won't be here.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
We're going to give the best advice.
Yeah.
Wait, listen. I heard.
Only draft Chromanticore.
Actually, there is a thing going around the Twitch sphere called the Chromanticore Challenge, that if you get it, you have to draft with it. I'm down for that.
I would have done that anyways.
Yeah, it's so good.
I would have built around it.
Yeah. So yeah, come to GP Montreal, meet Blavin, we'll hang out, have a poutine, whatevs. You know, good times. Unless you're my opponent, then just concede, please.
Or you can play that game, you're going to find out who your opponents are early.
So I heard a story from my friend, and then he told me. So this happened at an event at one of the local comic stores. So somebody was playing against, let's say I was playing against Vince, okay? So I'm my friend, and then Vince is my opponent.
Yeah.
So Vince is having his turn.
Yeah.
He looks at his hand. He takes a card from his hand. He puts a card into the graveyard. And then, to me, because I know the rules of Magic, I say, okay, the last thing you do in your whole turn is discard phase.
Yeah.
If you have seven or more cards. I untap my lands. I draw a card. Then Vince goes, whoa, 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 judge, my opponent drew an extra card. And then I go, what? So I say, Vince, you discarded, which signals the end of your phase. And Vince said, no, I didn't pass my turn, and I accidentally put a card in my graveyard.
And then a fight broke out.
No, and then I appeal to the judge, and the judge sides with Vince.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because Vince accidentally put a card in the graveyard, and he never signaled passing of a turn.
So. And then we fight the judge.
See, that's just mind games, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, man. Your fault for assuming. You should have asked.
You know what?
You watched me untap and draw a card.
Yeah, so then I said, hold on, what are you doing? Hold on.
If anything, you should have. That guy should have. If he wasn't just trying to be a scumbag on the untap, then be like, hey, I'm not done.
How many times have you guys accidentally discarded a card? Accidentally, with air quotes.
All the time.
Oh my God. All the time.
You guys are crazy.
Like, you know, you're just like picking cards out, it accidentally falls perfectly placed on your graveyard.
And, like, then I show you what card I had, and like, that's disadvantage to me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, damn.
He knows what I have in my hand.
Crazy.
If only that miracle chance didn't happen.
That was the craziest story I've heard all week. It's so funny.
That's great.
It's funny, though.
And so, I like that. The guy who's Vince in this story
is Vince.
Is dead now.
Let's just say the one who played Blavin was not so happy and lost.
Was it Rob?
No.
So was this guy, like, given a warning?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. I think he lost the match.
Reprimand?
Oh, wow. No. But the person who is Blavin, like, when we played another year, when he played against somebody else in a game of Magic, we were like, how did you cast your Planeswalker? It says one white, and you have a forest, plains. And he's like, oh. And then we asked the opponent, what's killing you? He's like, the Planeswalker. Oh. How did that happen?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, he deserved it, because he's an idiot.
No. It's just funny. It's just but this was an official sanction thing. I can't believe the judge signed with him. It's cray-cray.
Oh. You gotta tip off the judges, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
Get some of that green in their pocket.
Yeah, man.
It's like, if I see someone discard a card and, like, I guess I would ask him, like, you discarded, you know that. I guess I would have said that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have just gone for it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have.
You would have asked. You'd be like, oh, so is that...
Yeah, but then again, you're talking to the guy who attacks and then passes the turn, forgetting I had to cast my spells in my hand.
That you had a main phase too?
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, there's something supposed to be done there. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Those are my stories.
That's the problem with card games, man. What? They have rules.
Yeah, I like it playing better on the computer because it reminds me that I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, by the BT dubs, you're in main phase too.
Ah. Oh, like, yeah. I wish like Yu-Gi-Oh had like a Duels of the Planeswalker equivalent.
Yeah, true.
I wish it was just like, I wish it was digital, but you could play your opponent face to face, like Battleship style.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Isn't that what Eye of Judgment tried to do?
What?
For the PS3?
Sorta, but you were still playing online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I want to go to a thing and, like, see two monitors back-to-back. And, like, see, I can talk to my opponent.
Or just, like, two tablets on a table.
Yeah.
I think this is how they do the Magic Online Championships.
Oh, do they? That's cool. They both sit in front of Because then there's no dispute. You can't do that stuff.
I see. I know what you mean.
But then I guess a lot of people will claim that there's a glitch in the randomness of your deck.
Dude.
It's not true random.
What? Blame the shuffler? That happens all the time.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. You don't have to roll in Magic for anything, right?
Yeah.
You have to flip a coin?
It does it for you.
Yeah. See, then it's like, oh, that's not fair. Yeah. That's the only problem with digital.
Yeah. Blame the shuffler, man.
Moral story, just don't play Magic.
Oh,
your life will be a lot less stressful.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, just collect toys.
Exactly, finally.
And play video games.
Or play stressful video games.
Yeah, play stressful video games all the
time. Just, you know what? Buy a model kit.
And then when your one piece breaks and you can't collect the leg armor together, it's okay. You only wasted like 30 bucks.
You take it off, you cut it a little bit, put it back on, and now it's custom.
Now it's Gundam 00 Sans leg.
Yeah.
You just battle hardened.
No, you just cut from the knee below off,
yeah.
Put in a toothpick, and now he's a pirate.
Gundam 00
now
pirate.
Now he's battle hardened.
Gundam 00 pirate VR dot.
Yeah, guys.
And then you like pitch it to Sunrise. You'd be like, listen, guys, my new proposal.
Pirate
yeah.
Gundams. They're like,
is that a toothpick?
It's a mock-up. It's a mock-up. It's not final product.
Okay, so a little bit of spoilers for future episodes, but I'm going to attempt to build my own custom Gundam.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
I'm going down that line. Build Fighters has inspired me.
Oh my God.
I'm just debating on what base body I want.
The next time I come... Oh,
this is going to be a freaking disaster.
No, it's going to look awesome.
The next time I come over, I want to see you with like a model desk and like the big magnifying glass with the lights in it.
I have those.
And like a bunch of paints.
Yeah. I just don't know how I'm going to cast plastic and resin together.
Yeah, there's going to be like, you're going to have a Gundam with like one leg longer than the other, so he looks like some sort of Frankenstein type monster.
No. He'll be asymmetrical, but...
God. Oh my Lord.
It's going to be amazing.
Zombie Gundam.
No. It's going to be amazing, guys.
Just build a ball.
I have this... No. I have this vision.
Isn't that a Gundam ball? Isn't he a Gundam?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's not a Gundam. It's like a grunt ship. Not even a ship.
Mm.
It's just a ball with a gun on the head.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Wait, what are you talking about? The Zagat? No.
The ball. The one with the two clamp arms?
Yes. Yeah. That's cool.
Is that in Build Fighters?
Yeah.
So good.
It makes an appearance.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Loves.
So, yeah.
Alright.
That's the end of the show.
Thank you for listening.
Tune in next week when Blaven isn't here and we talk all about Magic.
Wait. Just build Big Zam.
Oh God, Big Zam.
No. No.
God, if you guys talk about Magic and I'm not here, I'm going to be so pissed.
Get ready for the...
So we're going to draft on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. The red, white, blue, black, green 3 Nerds in the Basement podcast.
Oh my God, you guys are assholes.